here's what I want to talk about just for the next few moments, and it's still under the heading of 2018, the year of kingdom expansion. And I'm talking a little bit more about strategic alignments, renewed disciplines. And I want you to recognize, Eric, can you stay with me? Can you just stay with me in that same theme? Here's what we're navigating through right now. We came into this year with an incredibly strong word from God. It says in 2018 will be a year of kingdom expansion. You will see and hear more about the kingdom of God in this year than in previous years. Many will have an awakening through the reality of the kingdom of God and move away from theological denominational constraints to embrace the reality that there is more that God has for us. I want it all. There is more God has for you. I'm pausing because I thought I'd hear somebody holler out, I want it all. So So what we're struggling with right now, I believe, and I don't want to put this on everybody, but I'm just talking to some of you and a little bit of myself, is that when you get a word like this and you begin to press into it, you recognize that there are forces working against you. Now, there's always forces working against us. There's always forces working against us. But when we are complacent, they rest. When we are inactive, they rest. But the moment you begin to start pressing into what you believe God has spoken, there's an upheaval that happens. And all of a sudden, things start to stir that weren't stirred before, Pastor Nina, because it's just sitting dormant. But the moment we begin to get up ourselves, everything else begins to move as well. And it creates this agitation in the spirit. And I want to tell you this morning that many of you under the sound of my voice, you're right on point with God. You just have to recognize that there's a pressing into the all and the more. Because for too long, the church, for too long, many of us as believers, we've settled in and we've settled for less. I want it all. I want it all. It's not that I'm being greedy. I just know what I'm entitled to. And there would be some that would say, well, you're really not entitled to anything. Well, I beg to differ. Because the work that Jesus did on the cross, he did it so that I would be entitled to eternal life and all that came with that package. And I'm saying to all of us today, no matter where you find yourself, some of us are just wearied coming off of rehearsals. Some of you are wearied because of life, because of things. Well, all of us are dealing with things just in life. Over this last week or so, it's been one of the most emotionally drawing seasons for me as a pastor and as a leader. I said to my team, I said, so it's about being emotionally disciplined. How many of you know when some folk act crazy, you can't act crazy with them even though you want to? You know, you're emotionally disciplined. You're going to act a fool by yourself because I'm not going there with you. Are you hearing me? I want to tell you that in this season, you've got to recognize that the enemy is getting stirred up, even as you and I are stirred up into moving into the expansion of the kingdom. One of the things that I shared, and I shared 6 points that are on the back of your bulletin, but I'm focusing on the one that says this right now. In 2018 will be a year of breaking habits and patterns that are unhealthy, unproductive, and destructive. There will be a release of unprecedented grace for strategic alignments and renewed disciplines to achieve breakthrough and victory in areas that have been a challenge. Let me read that to you again. 2018 will be a year of breaking habits, patterns that are unhealthy, unproductive, and destructive. I need you to understand that when I share in these terms, I'm not always talking about sin stuff, okay? I'm just talking about bad habits. I'm talking about things that are unhealthy for us. I'm just talking about things that aren't productive and fruitful in our lives. It says there will be a release of unprecedented grace. Say unprecedented grace. That means, Simeon, that this is the year that there's grace for you to walk in the all that God has for you. I want it all. I want it all. This is the year of unprecedented grace for strategic alignments. Renewed disciplines. Say renewed disciplines. You know how you can do well in one season and then not so good in another season? Every now and then it's good to kind of splurge a little bit, enjoy yourself. And I'm talking about like eating and stuff like that. But it's good to be able to get back in line with what's best for you, what's best for your life. Say renewed disciplines. Some of us would say, I remember when I used to do this, I remember when I used to do that. I'm telling you, there's a grace for renewed disciplines now. In order to step back into some places of discipline that move us further into the places of breakthrough and again, victory in areas that in many ways have been challenging. Some of the areas that we've focused on have been time, health, finances, relationships. But as the kingdom expands, as you have the opportunity to move forward for the more into the all, I want it all, you and I must recognize that God does not strong arm us. The Holy Spirit does not force us into anything. It is an act of our will. And so that's why we see here in the scriptures, and I want to read from a couple of passages that speak to the more, receiving the more, stewarding the more, going after it. In Numbers 33, 50 through 56, it reads like this. Then the Lord spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan opposite Jericho, saying, speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, when you cross over the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you and destroy all their figured stones and destroy all their molten images and demolish all their high places. It says, and you shall take possession of the land and live in it, for I have given the land to you to possess it. See, I want you to recognize that everything that God did through Christ at Calvary and all that's brought to you and I, we have a right to, but you must possess it. You must possess it. That's why it's good to know your covenant rights. For too long, we come to church, enjoyed the worship, enjoyed the praise, but nothing really changed in our lives. And one of the reasons why is because we didn't understand this dynamic. Come on, say this is a partnership. Come on, say this is a partnership. Say it's a collaboration. It's a collaboration. God says, I've given this to you, but you're going to have to possess it. So whatever is not working in your life, maybe this is the season. No, I won't say maybe. I believe by the grace of God, this is the year to possess it. This slide you see up on the screen is one that we put together some time ago. It says, my destiny is not negotiable. I will not negotiate. My destiny is not negotiable. I will not negotiate. We need to get some more of those printed up. So y'all need to get a copy of that to the office. It says, the new covenant entitles you to, hear me, Moses, by the instruction of God, is telling the people, this is what you're entitled to going into the promised land. For us as believers, we are entitled to joy, peace, power, victory, success, healing, wisdom, freedom, salvation, authority, protection, prosperity, deliverance, righteousness, signed Jesus. Come on, non-negotiable. It's non-negotiable. Moses says, you shall take possession of the land and live in it. for I have given the land to you to possess it. You shall inherit the land by lot according to your families. To the larger you shall receive more inheritance, and to the smaller you shall receive less inheritance. And then it says this, wherever the lot falls to anyone, that shall be his. You shall inherit according to the tribe of your fathers. I want to say to all of us, we all have received the same inheritance in Christ. We all have received the same inheritance in Christ. But then God says this to tell Moses, to tell the people. But if you do not drive out the inhabitants from the land before you, then it shall come about that those who you let remain of them will become pricks in your eyes, thorns in your sides, and will trouble you. King James says, vex you in the land in which you live. And God goes on and says, and as I plan to do to them, so I will do to you. You see, what God was wanting to help them understand is, you cannot compromise this and receive all that I have for you. He said, the things that you let remain. Now we're back to habits and patterns that are unhealthy, unproductive, and destructive. What's going on in our lives right now that God is saying, that's what I need to focus on, because that's what I need you to take authority over so that we can move forward in the more? Let me say that again. What is the Holy Spirit saying to us in this season? What is he saying to you in this season that's what we need to focus on? Because that's what's keeping you from walking in the fullness of the inheritance that I have made available to you through Christ. It's the year of kingdom expansion. There is shaking and shifting taking place everywhere. And God has purposed to bring us into the fullness. Say fullness. To bring us into the fullness. So Moses tells the people, God's given you the land, but you're going to have to possess the land. And you have to know that everything or anything you let remain is going to become a challenge for you. Pricks in your eyes, going to obscure your vision. You ever have something going on the inside of you that hasn't been settled, an area that hasn't been healed, that causes you to see everything through a certain lens? So no matter what people do to you, no matter how wonderful people are to you, you're always going to take it as a negative. That's what it's talking about here. The things you let remain. There is healing for all. There is wholeness for all. There is deliverance for all. There is forgiveness for all. Everything listed on that page is available. It should be. It must be exercised in our lives, must be drawn upon and attained. Pricks in our eyes and thorns in our sides, and will trouble us and vex us in the land in which we live. Meaning that you can be born again, you can love God, you can be going to church, you can be paying tithes, you can be doing all the things that are called to be right, and still on the inside messed up. Will vex you where in the land you dwell. It's like you ever be around people that just are negative all the time? I'm talking about believers, or they say they're believers, but they're just negative all the time. It's because they never got everything cleaned out. Do you know the disposition of a believer should be happy? Come on, just practice smiling right now. I don't know where we got it that when we pray, we got to frown. When we pray, we got to close our eyes. When we pray, we got to look stern. Anybody know where that is in the Bible? Nowhere. We pray. Are you in pain? What's going on? Are you hurting? What's going on? What about Father? And they're looking like, what did you see? What do you see? Somebody's praying, they're smiling. Father, I just thank you. I just thank you for your goodness. And God, I just pray right now. They're like, we're in the middle of a shift right now, y'all. Hear me, hear me. We're in the middle of a shifting right now. We're in the middle of a shifting and everything's being shaken that can be. Don't get disturbed by it. When they came into the promise, when they came into the promised land, it was messy. So if your world right now just looks messy, just praise God in the middle of it, because you know your assignment. You know where you're headed. You're not going to always be in that place. I need about seven more of y'all to clap your hands with the five that are clapping right now, because I know what I'm saying is the reality of where we find ourselves. The word that came to Moses was, tell the people, you're going to have to go in and you're going to have to possess the land. You're going to have to go into the high places. Pull down those images. Pull down those idols. And dispossess everybody in the land. Everybody in the land. So that you're free in every way. Moses shares this with the people. But Moses doesn't get the opportunity to lead them into the promised land. And so in Joshua, the book of Joshua, we see that Joshua leads them in. But later on, now after they go in, they're dispossessing the land. They take Jericho. They take one nation after another, after another, after another. And there's one phrase. There's one phrase that's said over and over. You know what that phrase is? They left no survivors. And they left no survivors. They left no survivors. They left no survivors. As long as Joshua was leading them, they left no survivors. Then Joshua meted out the inheritance, and each one went out on their own. But the challenge became one of, as they began to possess their inheritance, they were met with resistance. And those who either lost strength, lost vision, didn't totally dispossess the land. And so you'll see in the scriptures where it says that there are certain who continue to live in the land. As a matter of fact, Goliath came from, he was a descendant of one of the nations who should have been destroyed with the taking of the land. So what is it that God is saying, I want to use you to take care of in your lifetime, in your generation, so that it doesn't show up in your grandkids or your great-grandkids' generation? What is it? I can only imagine that David, when we read the story of David and Goliath, you see the exchange that's happening. But I can kind of imagine it going like this. David said, man, you ain't even supposed to be here. You ain't even supposed to be here. You, your daddy, your family, y'all ain't even supposed to be here. Your lineage should have been wiped out years ago. But by the grace of God, we're going to handle this and be done with it. There are some things that you and I are handling right now. because it's been passed down by generation. But I say to you again, it's in this year that these things can be broken, that these things can be done with, and you and I and future generations can move on in the victory that God has intended for you and I to walk in through Christ. In Joshua 18, 1 through 4, it says that the whole congregation of the sons of Israel assembled themselves in Shiloh and set up the tent of meeting there. And the land was subdued before them. There remained among the sons of Israel 7 tribes who had not divided their inheritance. So Joshua said to the sons of Israel, "How long will you put off entering to take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you?" He's saying the responsibility is yours. The responsibility is yours. I want it all. I want it all. I want it all. I want it all. And if you're going to get it all, it's going to take your persistence. It's going to take your persistent pursuit of God for you. Now hear me when I say this. Because many of us live under the constraints of what we've been taught by others, but not necessarily by the Holy Spirit. And there is a difference. Are there teachings that come from the Holy Spirit through individuals? Absolutely. But there are some things that God has purposed to do in you, through you, that are limited by the constraints that have been placed on you by teachings and doctrines and theologies that you've allowed yourself to receive. But God is saying, "I never intended for you to hear it that way, get it that way, receive it that way, and walk your life out up under that." So it's going to be in this season, unprecedented grace, the breaking of habits, patterns, that God's going to begin to show you. You. Say me. Yeah. He's going to show us, but he's going to show you. And the way he's going to show you is when you get still and you get quiet, and you begin to talk to God about you, and you begin to talk to God about your life, and you begin to talk to God about the seemingly inconsistencies in your life. Why, if your word says this, it looks like this? Why, if your word says this, I feel like this? Why, if your word says this, I'm dealing with this? And I believe what's going to begin to happen is that God is going to begin to bring revelation to you. Because you see, what Joshua was saying to those tribes that had not taken possession, what he was saying to them is, it's up to you. It's up to you. After you've heard the word, receive the word, apply the word. Apply the word. Press into, pray into what the application looks like for you. For me, it may be one thing. For you, it may be something else. But this is the year of kingdom expansion. This is the year of the shifting of patterns and habits. that bring us into alignment with the greater manifestation of the power of God, the grace of God, the blessing of God in your life and in mine. If you receive that, would you thank the Lord right now? The fight is on. The fight is on. But the fight is fixed. The fight is on. The fight is fixed. That's the wonderful thing about this life. We've already won. Everything in the middle is the process of bringing about God's glory in you and through you. The fight is fixed. We've already won. The fight is fixed. We've already won. You have it all. You have it all. You have it all. You simply need to possess it. When the story of the we call the prodigal son, which I really think more of it as the love of a father, the unconditional love of a father, because you can focus wherever you want to focus it. But if you remember in that story, the son, once his inheritance, he gets it, he takes it, he squanders it. But then there's the other son who stays with his dad. And he gets to the place where the son who was the prodigal came back. Remember, the older son said, you're gonna kill the fatted calf and put a ring on his hand, and you know, you're doing all those things, and I didn't go anywhere. I've been with you all the time. The father says, but son, you don't get it. This, all of this, it's always been yours. That's what the father is saying to you and I right now. It's yours. It's always been yours. And unlike that son who wasn't prepared, you must now begin to see and recognize that all that has transpired in your life, I'm talking about from a child to now, has prepared you to walk in your inheritance. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. Everything in my life has prepared me for this moment. I'm ready. While we were at the fitness center last night, people were coming in. A couple of different people who were there that don't really know me very well, but I know them because one lady worked for UDF. Just in talking with her, getting coffee, she bought a ticket. Her and her husband came last night. She saw me. She said, "We made it." She said, "Are you nervous?" I said, "No." I said, "I do this every week." "Are you nervous?" "Are you nervous?" "No. I do this every week." Walked out in the lobby area, saw somebody else. Are you anxious? Are you nervous?" "No. I do this every week." I'm speaking prophetically to some of you now under my voice. You're ready. You're ready.